Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your hosts, Bell Star
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 646-915-8421. Email thctucson at gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, and tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors today are Accurate Med Testing, Growers Health, and Mary Jane Survival Guide.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with certifications, you will find classes, lectures, demonstrations, medication, and all things educational related to medical cannabis. Visit Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, or tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right.
Good morning.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. We hope everybody can hear us. We've got an actual microphone set up here in the studio. So, buenos dias, everybody. Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Are we out there? What's going on, Cannabis Kid? Bell Star here.
Not much.
Not much.
We're going on, I can't remember what day we're going on with the government shutdown.
Oh. Oh,
but the DEA is still raiding places.
Yes, they are, and
that seems like one of the only things that they haven't
shut down, right, or halted. And also, I guess the Supreme Court is denying rescheduling of cannabis again.
Stupid
surprise!
Oh man!
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
They got something hanging on there, and it might be all the money that they make from it.
Well, I don't know. Come on, people. It's about time. So what is it when 26 states say yay to cannabis and the government has to do something? Is that constitutional something or other?
Right. What is it if the president has a disapproval rating? A certain percentage of a disapproval rating?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I one thing I do know. We have a new sponsor today. Yay! We are being sponsored by azmarijuana.com, where you can find local dispensaries, doctors, classified ads, news, and more. You'll want to go to azmarijuana.com. All right,
check it out.
We're going to read some articles from their website today. We're going to actually go through their website and check it out because they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's saying they lost some sound on us, but let's see. Hopefully sound is back. So we're going to read some articles from their website. We're going to, there's an actual video I want to play from their website.
Just kind of browse around and see what they have to offer.
Yeah, we'll check it out. And hopefully whoever says sound is gone is maybe they're having problems, but hopefully it'll come back for us. So let's see. Oh boy, it's been a week. I know.
I was out last week, so.
You were. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah, that's good because we don't like when you're not feeling well. It's no fun when you're not here.
Yeah, it was a rough week last week. I had actually lost a friend to cancer last Sunday.
I'm so sorry.
He was a cannabis smoker.
All right.
It helped him out towards his end, but I really think, you know, if we got in there early enough, which if he didn't find out, he found out a little towards the end.
Oh, okay.
So I think if he actually found out a little bit earlier on,
maybe it
might have helped him a little bit more.
Maybe.
And, you know, finding out about tinctures was really hard, you know, and explaining to him on how to make one. And, of course, then he was talking to me about the oil. You know, the extract oil.
Right.
Which is becoming more and more of an option Yes,
in
cancer.
In humans, yes. In,
so.
And you know what I read also, that even using hemp oil, which you can buy at your local market in the refrigerated section, well, your local, I should say, health market, like Whole Foods or Sprouts, even Trader Joe's, I think, has hemp oil now. But hemp oil is very rich in CBDs, which are scientists are finding out are very good for fighting cancer, stopping cancer, healing cancer. So if anything, if you don't want to go the route of medical cannabis because you're scared or nervous or you don't want the legalities of it all, at least get yourself some hemp.
Mm-hmm.
It's legal, and it's really good for you. It's rich in all your omega-369 fatty acids.
And it will not
awesome
get
for
you.
For your immune system.
It will not
no.
get you high
There's
or
no.
stoned.
No,
it
they
is.
Sell it at Whole Foods.
It's a great.
Well, they do sell Cava Cava. You can catch a little chillum from Cava Cava and some. Anyway. Well,
you're not
going
market, anywhere
not
with, going
to
with the hemp oil.
That's a job I have.
I actually use hemp oil every day. I actually add it to my my smoothies. Right alongside my sprouted seeds and stuff like that, and I definitely see a
feel a difference
in with pain and stuff like that. Not right away.
A lot of omega,
but it definitely makes your body start working
two to four weeks. Yeah.
Than what you're used to.
There's a video I want to play actually that talks a little bit about our endocannabinoid system. It's really awesome.
Is it that little 13-minute one?
No, this was actually from, it's only 2 minutes.
Oh,
well,
nice.
No, maybe not. Let's check it out. This was actually from a project called Chronic Relief. And here, let me see. Hang on one second. Let's find it. A lady wrote a book. Here it is. Okay, Curious About Cannabis. It was a free webinar. It was a free lecture that was on the internet last night, and I did the very thing that I accuse our interviewees of doing in Wikis every week because I messed up my time zones and missed the whole show. But I was able to go back and listen to a little of their recorded presentation, which I would actually like to play now because it's really good. And you can actually check this out. There's a book that's being worked on. It's a really great book, and the website's called mychronicrelief.com, and you can just go to the beginning of their website and check out the webinar that they had on last night. But this is, let's see here. Oh, hold on a second. We've got some sound questions. Okay, here we go. We'll get back to it. And action! How's that? All right, William. All right, well, anyway, I'll get the webinar back up, and we'll see if we can actually get it to play, because what she did have to say was great. The book's coming out soon. It's basically the focus of the presentation is to get the basic listener and give them the understandings as to why cannabis is safe and effective as a medicine. This is for the new person in town who wants to learn about cannabis, and they can check out this free webinar, and it explains just, all sorts of things you didn't know. Well, let's see. I'm really frustrated. Sorry, I can't get to there. Anyway, what do you got going on, cannabis kid? I'll work on this, and you tell us what else is happening.
Well, I did see in one of the local magazines lately that Lisa Lampone, who is a really great comedian, she brought a little to derogative side, has come out saying that she uses cannabis. I noticed that you're seeing a lot more movie stars coming out.
Yes,
or famous people in
people
general.
Of note.
Yeah,
like
people of note.
People
I like that.
Note.
I like
yeah.
that. But you're definitely seeing a lot more people coming out saying, hey, I use cannabis. I'm a movie star.
Yeah, or I'm a politician.
I'm a politician.
Or,
you know.
Or I'm smart.
And we're seeing, you know.
I'm a doctor.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly. But we're seeing a lot more people come out and say, hey, you know, I use cannabis. I'm fine. It's great. I actually posted some fun stuff on the Tumbleweed website the other day on Facebook saying, I smoke weed and I'm not bad. It was a little science because I smoke weed and I'm not bad.
Oh.
And I just think
we
a lot of people.
Do
well,
yeah.
I do. I think with the stigma that comes along with cannabis comes along that you're a no-gooder. You know, you don't do...
Sit
you don't
around,
follow directions.
Get lazy.
You're lazy. You don't do stuff.
You're unhealthy.
Let me tell you right now, I am not a lazy person.
No.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that are in this you know, this... this time of cannabis,
yeah.
I think a lot of people that are working in this field is, I mean, it's definitely...
Many community-minded folks.
Yes, many community-minded folks wanting to see good in the community is what it definitely is. I love that.
Yeah.
Nurse Mary.
Nurse Mary D, who'll be here Friday for your can of chat.
So I'm actually going to post this one thing. I found like a whole bunch of great visuals that show how cannabis works in the body and actually how hemp works in the body. Bell was just talking about hemp oil being a really great... So if you don't want to even touch cannabis, do you want to go the safe route for you right now?
No psychoactive effect at all.
Go with the hemp oil. Try the hemp seeds out. Put them on your salads. Put them on all kinds of different things. But use it.
Definitely.
And that's what I'm going to go back is, you know, there's options out there. If there wasn't so many options, then why would this not be good for you? You know what I mean?
Well, here's a good article in High Times magazine that talks about, it says, smoke a fatty, don't be one. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
New research confirms that marijuana users weigh less and live better. Happily, many of the most damaging and wholly false stereotypes about pot and pot smokers seem to be disappearing in the exciting new era of barely legal marijuana. But not so. The good old-fashioned munchies joke. Give a person who doesn't like weed a chance to talk about the subject and they'll make a lame Cheetos reference every time. It's usually Doritos on our part. all of which makes the results of two new studies published in the American Journal of Medicine and Nutrition and Diabetes rather hard to digest for those who still haven't accepted that cannabis is the wonder drug of our day. In the first, investigators at Harvard Medical School found that regular marijuana use led to a significantly decreased risk of diabetes. Harvard Medical School says if you use cannabis, significantly, you reduce your risk of diabetes.
There's your journal right
there.
There's
your journal. Take that journal. No, okay. and it showed in the American Journal of Epidemiology that rates of obesity dropped by roughly one-third for those who smoke pot three times a week. In the second study, researchers found that the cannabinoid THCV can help those already suffering from adult-onset diabetes to control their symptoms better. But how can all of this be possible if obesity is the leading cause of diabetes? Well, Cheetos are a leading cause of obesity. And cannabis is a leading cause of Cheetos. while marijuana remains legendary for causing... interrupted by the phone. While marijuana remains legendary for causing delirious eating binges known as the munchies, the plants... cannabinoids, especially THC, also appear to alter our metabolism of sugars and fats in a beneficial way, explained Clint Warner, a medical cannabis researcher and author of Marijuana, Gateway to Health.
Ooh, that's a good one. Not gateway drug, gateway to health.
Yeah, gateway to health. We already know that the endocannabinoid system throughout the body acts as a regulator of our biological systems. And this new evidence shows that marijuana's cannabinoids might actually enhance the body's ability to burn excess calories as well, thus reducing the amount stored away as fat. Since obesity is a growing epidemic in our society with serious healthcare ramifications, and since alcohol adds many empty calories to that diet, we should be encouraging people to substitute marijuana for booze whenever possible, Werner concludes, which means the next time you want to toast to your health, better to get toasted than drunk. I like it. That's awesome.
Reading an article the other day about how the endocannabinoid system, like you were saying, regulates the whole body. It actually gives the other systems a break. because we've been using those other systems for so long that a lot of people haven't been able to use their endocannabinoid system. And it's because of all the other toxins and the way our food has been in the last years, it actually dies it down. It dies down our endocannabinoid system. And because our body already makes cannabinoids, but they're not phytocannabinoids, because that's the cannabis one, but they're there's the ones that your own body makes.
Yes.
But having those, using cannabis or hemp and getting those CBDs and those other cannabinoids in your system actually goes in there and it replaces where your normal body once would have made and like says, I'll be the substitute for it, you know, and kind of regulate the body that way. And it actually said that the immune system actually gets a break because it's over... it's overstimulated right now in our current world.
Yeah.
That the immune system is currently overstimulated and understimulated. So it's getting all these other mixed messages on, you know, what we're doing to it, when actually the endocannabinoid system, when turned on and regulating right, can actually, like you said, balance out all the other systems and actually kind of give them a break so they're not working so hard.
Well, yeah, regulate them so they are all running efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to azmarijuana.com, one of our new sponsors,
mm-hmm.
On the very front page, besides the gargantuan Tumbleweeds Health Center, $89 certification dollars. That's
89.
It. Bring your tokens in. Oh, man, what did we smoke this morning? $89 certifications, gargantuan ad on their front page. If you scroll down just past that, I know it's pretty and you don't want to scroll down, but they have a little news article that says, the many benefits from cannabidiol, CBD, which is in your hemp oil, go get it. Research is revealing the amazing benefits of CBD, a non-psychoactive substance found in marijuana and hemp. Many hemp oil products, such as products by Dixie Elixirs, contain concentrated CBD. The below infographic reveals some medical conditions that CBD helps relieve, and learn more about CBD at azmarijuana.com. So there's a really cool picture here. It says hemp and wellness and your body. There's a male and a female figure, which is nice that they're not just using one. They're using both. So for your brain, CBD is an antipsychotic. Okay. Anyone mm-hmm. out there with some challenges mentally? It can help regulate
because,
depression, anxiety. It's an antioxidant and neuroprotective. And sorry to interrupt, but if you don't know, the reason our government has a patent on some of the cannabinoids in cannabis is for the reason alone they state that it's a neuroprotective.
Mm-hmm. Because of those omega-3s in it.
Well, it's because of everything that's in it. I'm not exactly
right.
Sure. It's 3, 6, 9. But it says that the patent that they have, the particular one on the particular cannabinoid in the plant, is particular because it is a neuroprotective. So if you have a stroke, the article I read, it says if you're having a stroke, the best thing to give a patient is cannabis because it protects all the neurological centers going on in your brain.
Here's another one. It shows the eyes, and it's the Vasorelax for glaucoma.
Say that again.
It's the Vasorelaxant.
Vasorelaxant.
Vasor.
Your
eye Vasors.
Your eye Vasors. Whatever an eye Vasor is. Boy, we've added bone up
for
on
glaucoma.
Our medical terminology here.
I know.
Yeah. So for... It's good for, there are a lot of patients that come in because of glaucoma and neuropathy and things like that. It's really good for that.
Pancreatic.
Yep. There was we read last week when you weren't here, sadly, in the news, there was an article about 20 medical studies that prove cannabis can cure cancer. And one of those was about pancreatic cancer, which my father passed away of, sadly. Probably could have used some of this for pain, at least. For the stomach, anti-emetic, and it's appetite control. A lot of people come in for, they see strains on the board with various testing results, and they want the highest THC they can possibly get. But what we just found out this morning that, you know, they say, oh, I don't want the munchies, I don't want the munchies, but we want something with a high THC percentage, which is almost might give you the munchies, because THC helps stimulate appetite.
Mm.
So you got to pick your battles there.
Right.
It says that for your hands, it's an analgesic for rheumatoid arthritis. Wow. For your heart, it's atherosclerosis anti-ischemic, prevents plaque buildup, basically. And it's anti-inflammatory. So there you go. Prevents your plaque buildup. And for your intestines, it's an anti-prokinetic. And for your legs, it stimulates new bone growth, and it strengthens bones affected by osteoporosis. So you can check this cool little poster out. You could probably print one of these out at azmarijuana.com. You can check out the many benefits of CBD. They've got some great news articles on here. Did you know that Arizona is having a Canna Kush Fest?
What?
This October. It says the Canna... The Canna Kush Fest returns to Tempe this October. Okay, so the third annual Canna Kush Fest is back in Tempe this month. The Canna Kush Fest consists of live music and an Arizona Best Bud contest. You bet Belle Star will be down there with her Best Buds and her Best Buds. The featured bands are Black Bottom Lighters and the Hourglass Cats. To enter your marijuana strain for the Arizona Best Bud competition, entrants must have cultivation rights in Arizona, and the fee is $100 for the first 1/2 ounce entry. Wait a minute. I'm supposed to get more than 1/2 ounce for $100. Why am I paying them to give it? Why do they want 1/2 ounce? They can have a gram. $50 for an additional 1/2 ounce admission, and buds and flowers only. In the contest, Arizona Best Buds grand prize winners get $1,000, a first place trophy, and a table at the next market event. Second place winner gets a second place trophy and a free table at the market event. Third place winner gets a certificate of excellence. The third annual Arizona Canna Kush Fest will be held at 910 McClintock Road in Tempe 85281 on Saturday, October 12th.
What? That's
it says from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. Medical marijuana cards are not required.
What?
Medical marijuana cards are not required, but it is a 21 and over event, which means anyone can go check it out. You can go see what's going on. It's a third annual
Canna Kush Fest and everything like that.
Yeah, there's going to be tons of education. And
so they want as many people to come and check it out as possible, and then they're going to be doing this judging of the best cannabis in Arizona.
Best buds.
Best buds.
That sounds pretty fun.
And I'm guessing, I mean, I'm sure people will be smoking there, but I don't think it's...
Oh, I wouldn't say that at all.
No.
I would not say that in any way, shape, or form would I announce that. No way. Totally illegal to smoke in public.
Right.
Yeah. But if they do, up to them. Up to them. That's not on us. There was another article about, if you go to the front page of azmarijuana.com and you go to their news section, across the top here, we'll just read what their website looks like. We've got the homepage. We've got medicine, doctors, which you will find Tumbleweeds Health Center listed, services, forums, classifieds, review, laws, news, and patient registration. So let's go to the news section, and it says, oh, it's a big advertisement for the third annual Canna Kush, but it also says Arizona medical marijuana cultivation laws could soon change. All right, Arizona medical marijuana patients could find out this October if they have a constitutional right to cultivate their own marijuana. Judge Catherine Cooper of Maricopa County Superior Court said on October 18th she will consider a bid by the Arizona Department of Health Services to have a lawsuit about medical marijuana patients having a constitutional right to grow their own medicine. We're going to throw it out. Assistant Attorney General Gregory Falls is attempting to convince the judge that nothing in the Arizona Constitution refers to patients making their own medicine. But there is something in the Constitution about it, because many years ago, not making them, but being able to use them. If Judge Cooper doesn't agree with Mr. Falls, she will hold a hearing on the 21st of October to allow Michael Waltz, attorney for two medical marijuana patients fighting for their right to grow marijuana, to explain why she should order Health Department Director Will Humble to let the patients grow marijuana. If Waltz succeeds, the implications reach far beyond these two patients. It would allow for similar rights for the approximately 40,000 Arizona medical marijuana patients who already have been granted medical marijuana cards to possess and use marijuana but now are required to purchase their medicine from state licensed dispensaries. So what percentage of cards? So there's 40,000 cardholders. What percentage do you think really are growers that are really growing cannabis?
Maybe.
Right now.
1%? I wouldn't even say that. I would say less than 5 even.
They all want to grow, and I don't really like the opportunity to grow.
But there's also, yeah.
They want to grow, they want to
grow, they want to try.
50% that lost their ability because of dispensaries.
Right, but also there's people that have never done it before, so they're going to want to try to grow it. And during those interims of growing, they're not going to grow it all the time.
Yeah, and there's probably like 2% that want to grow, like, you know, but some people want to grow one or two or three things for themselves.
Right. Well, and everyone talks about the quality. There's no better way to know about your quality unless you grow your own.
Right. I mean, we're looking at organic farmers, people who grow their own foods and eat off their own food.
Well,
and
we're looking at
medicine
and people that don't want to grow 100,000 plants, they want to grow two for their own use.
With the rest of their vegetables.
Right.
Right.
Next to their basil and everything else they've got going on.
I think it should
be fine.
Because it's not going to hurt the dispensary at all.
Oh, it wouldn't make it. Everyone
still want to go to the store. It's not like you stop going to the grocery store just because you have a garden in the back of your house. You still go to the store. You go and pick up other things you need and things that you want.
That's right. But
and for convenience.
But you have the choice.
And variety.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to
the American way.
Yeah.
Variety is the spice of life.
It's a plant.
Yes, it is.
For fighting over a plant. And that's what it comes down to.
The most useful medicinal plant on the planet.
And what we're finding, which is more medicinal, but also edible, you know, in its raw form, is really, really good for people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It's way better than smoking it or cooking with it or anything. Yeah. But guess what? Guess what Canada did? Canada started a marijuana-free market this week. It says here, Canada is starting what it projects will be a $1.3 billion medical marijuana free market this week to replace homegrown marijuana production with large-scale, quality-controlled marijuana production. According to government estimates, the new medical marijuana free market could eventually serve almost 450,000 Canadians. Large indoor marijuana farms certified by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and health inspectors will produce, package, and distribute a range of standardized weed, all of it sold for whatever price the market will bear. The first sales are expected in the next few weeks, delivered directly by a secure carrier. Large-scale cultivators have begun applying for operational licenses to produce marijuana. One Ontario company hopes to grow marijuana in an old Hershey's chocolate plant. At least two large-scale cultivators have already received operation licenses. Canada's large cultivation centers will be similar to the dispensary cultivation centers in the United States. And the medical marijuana-free market in Canada is expected to establish a price of around $7.60 per dried gram of cannabis.
How much is that?
That's much
$7 a gram. $7 a gram. That's what, $25? An eighth, something like that.
Which is
great. And I know that, you know, there are places around that you can get $25 eighths. There are specials and such in dispensaries and teams, I believe, which is fantastic. That's your Tucsonian. Okay. Oh, and this is really cool. Check this out. Pull this up on your thing. You can help me read this. Large medical marijuana cultivation facility in Arizona approved.
Whoa.
I know. This is gargantuanly gorgeous.
That is awesome.
it is a giant greenhouse, and we're talking like,
it's like
a football
biosphere.
Field stadium. Yeah, it does. Looks like the biosphere. Very good description. I couldn't do that. A large medical marijuana cultivation facility east of Wilcox was recently approved by the Cochise County Planning and Zoning Commission. West Edge LLC plans to use the 187,944 square foot Wilcox area greenhouse to operate a legal medical marijuana cultivation and edibles infusion kitchen operation. The facility would distribute medical marijuana and edibles to licensed dispensaries throughout Arizona. Once West Edge receives a permit, it must quickly show progress towards its completion of applicable standards within the first year, or the permit may be returned to the Planning Commission to request revocation. But the zoning administrator could grant an extension if development progress has been made. Okay. And no appeals have currently been filed. Wow. Please go to azmarijuana.com. Click on the news link. Tekai, did you see this picture? Just come look at this.
It looks like
dream comes
the biodome.
It does.
There is a lot of controversy about the farm. Wait, from locals.
Oh, sure. There's always controversy
about
it because
they need
security.
To go in and talk to the locals and start educating on a big, huge farm.
Many
farm
of them
start.
Are like, this is a great economic boost for our community that's been suffering.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that the arguments are interesting.
Well, but the main argument is that it's going to bring a lot of crime to the area that wouldn't already have been there. And this, you know what?
No.
I think it's valid. They're
going to.
There's going to be a lot more people looking around and see what's going around. But you've got to.
It's how the law puts it out there and stigmatizes it.
You have to have security. Mm-hmm. That's just the bottom line. If you're going to have a facility like this, you know people are going to be curious. Smoke doesn't stay in the smoking section. They're going to come out and they're going to want to see it. And just like one of the dispensaries that got busted here in Tucson the first couple weeks it opened, people are stupid. Criminals are stupid. They're going to try and bust into places that they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a facility like this, as big as a biosphere, you know they're going to have
security around.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what they should do?
I wonder if this would be something that they could think about, is actually taking tours and explaining to people the different strains and why it works this way and how to use it. And, like,
make it
educational. And you know what? Charge people $5 to come through.
Yeah.
You know, and it all goes back to the community, maybe. I don't know how they want to work it, but think of something.
Yeah, do we get free samples? If you're a patient, maybe.
Maybe.
Do you get free scissors on the
way in? Yeah, they have you to the plant by the time you're done. Yeah, it's either the $5 tour or the $25 tour. You pick.
But the thing is, using it as an educational tool for the community and, you know, clear up some of these myths and stigmas about, you know, what cannabis is. And
thank you.
Right. And then even have patience. Have patience when they're talking about
Please.
It. But, I mean, if you're going to have something that large where a community is kind of maybe worried but also happy in some ways, having it as an educational tool is probably the best bet for you.
Yeah,
allowing the community and getting the community involved.
Yes.
And
that's a good thing. People are talking.
Yeah, and adding that into your community and bringing the education forth also becomes a form of security as well.
Yes,
it does. Because then
people
know.
They know. They can't get
And they know each other.
Yeah.
And that's a really good thing for that area. Cause
it opens up the conversation to children. Like, hey, what is that going in over there? The parents can talk. And say, hey, they found out that cannabis can be used as medicine. It's helping kill cancers and things like that. Have the conversation with. I was reading a thing about the other day on how we need to change our drug education system.
Yes, we do.
It's been a few years. It's been a few years since our drug education programs has done anything, but going in and changing it now or just revising it and, you know, taking out some of the things that we now know and adding in the things.
Science.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, and all those reefer madness views are they're changing. And what did we read last week? it's taken 50 years to change the attitudes of Americans towards marijuana. We're doing it. We're mm-hmm. doing it. People see that kind of stuff now and they go, oh, God, really?
Right.
People of Seth Meyers, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, please. Tell us eggs are bad again. Come on.
Right.
I will not stop eating my eggs. I love my overeating. Look, it's good.
Well,
right?
You did really good.
You know, all right.
I made a sandwich a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I made cannabis kid breakfast.
Pretty good, right?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Like a 1 pound mayonnaise or just.
Oh, no, no. We just did. No, we didn't do sandwich. We did actual
We were going to.
Yeah.
But
grilled up salami, organic salami. All right. Anyway, now everyone's like, dang, I got to go get my breakfast sandwich. Mm. Did you all know that Senator John McCain is now supporting marijuana?
Last week. And donating his paycheck.
Yeah, during his shutdown. This guy, we really like. We're going to get him on
there.
Thank
you.
Last week at a town hall meeting in Tucson, Senator John McCain noted that he is receptive to legalizing marijuana. McCain's comments came 1 week after the Obama administration stated that it would not interfere with taxed and regulated marijuana distribution in Washington and Colorado. Maybe we should legalize, he said. According to an Arizona Star columnist, we're certainly moving that way as far as marijuana is concerned, and I respect the will of the people. Arizonans appear to be in favor of marijuana law reform. In May, a Behavior Research Center poll found that 56% of Arizonans favored the legalization of small amounts for personal use, and only 37 opposed. Whereas the majority of Democrats, 61%, Democrats and 72% of independents favored decriminalization. So did a noticeable amount of Republicans at 41%. That's pretty good. You know, back in the day, Republicans would be like a 9%, you know, support rate. So, not bad. Way to go. We like that, Mr. McCain. So, what else we got going on? We've got a group attempting to legalize marijuana for Arizona adults. We had these guys on just recently. Marijuana mm-hmm. Policy Project is attempting to get marijuana legalized for adults in Arizona. Mason Burt, spokesman for the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP, stated, marijuana prohibition has proven to be just as huge a failure as alcohol prohibition. Recently, the U.S. Department of Justice, Senator John McCain, and former Mexican President Vicente Fox have all begun to support the legalization of marijuana for adults. The Department of Justice has made it clear that states like Arizona and Colorado can adopt these laws, and they will respect them, Mason added. In April, a Pew Research Center poll found that 52% of Americans support legalization of marijuana for adults. And in May, a Behavioral Research Center poll found 56% of Arizonans favor the legalization of possession of marijuana in small amounts. Vert said an Arizona resident knows those numbers don't lie and that it would be more sensible to regulate marijuana and start treating it like alcohol. But Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery is still against the voter-approved AMMA Act and will do everything in his power to fight Marijuana Policy Project's attempt to legalize marijuana for adults in Arizona. Montgomery has been openly and overly strict on medical marijuana growers, sellers, patients, and consumers, even though they are abiding by Arizona medical marijuana law. Apparently, Mr. Montgomery has never heard the axiom, the will of the people is the law of the land. Yeah, Arizona is a right-to-live state. If you want to sign any one of the petitions, well, we have Safer Arizona petition. This is going on the ballot next year. Yeah, that's right, next year. For 18 and over. So if you want to vote for adults 18 and over to have use of cannabis recreationally or medicinally, come to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103 in the back, and sign the petition. Everybody, come sign it. Get registered to vote. And sign. What you got there, cannabis?
I do. I have this. Arizona in the running for the first state to qualify depression as condition treatable by cannabis.
Yeah, coming up.
Yeah.
That is coming up.
The Arizona Department of Health Services, AZDHS, is currently reviewing a petition to add migraines, post-traumatic stress disorder, and depression to list of the conditions that qualify for medical cannabis use. In the interview with Modern Times Magazine director of AZDHS, While Humble stated that the review process included consulting with medical professionals, including the University of Arizona College of Public Health, and the review of the scientific study on the impact of cannabis on those conditions. All these conditions have already been through the review process in previous patients, but we've asked the University of Arizona Department of Health to look for any literature that has been published on these topics since the previous review. A public hearing will be held on October 29th, state lab located in Arizona Department of Health Services. The AZ services are allotted 1 year to come to the conclusion on the appeal. They have until January of 2014 to act on the petition.
That's awesome.
So that's really exciting. So adding post-traumatic stressor, PTSD, and migraines and depression.
That is fantastic.
That's certainly
really
conditions that could benefit from this
really
medication.
Big, I mean,
big time.
Mm-hmm.
It's people struggle trying to come up with an ailment, if you will, for PTSD that they can qualify under.
Everybody's list, like, if they're getting their card for chronic pain, everybody has some kind of anxiety or depression or something also.
Yeah.
Know? It's like chronic pain and sick.
Co-condition.
Well, I have a friend who I definitely know would get his card if he could do that. He's got severe PTSD and would totally benefit from it.
Yeah.
I mean, and benefits from it now, but could use it,
yeah,
you know, legally and get the strength that would work really well for him.
It's hard to tell patients, like, they're suffering from depression, anxiety, and this, that, and I need to tell them you need to go break your arm or something because that's not going to help you. You
right.
Know, that's sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
no, don't do
pain.
That.
You can get it for chronic pain. I mean, if you go see a chiropractor.
But it has to be substantiated.
If you go see a chiropractor on a regular basis,
right,
and are having constant pain,
but
and your doctor
like
knows about it, where you're getting pain pills or muscle relaxers,
yeah,
then that definitely qualifies you. I mean, if you're having severe pain like that.
Right, but it's almost like you have to create a chronic pain condition to use it for your anxiety, you know?
Well, I think
yeah,
it's just
which,
that.
Because some people don't have, yeah,
before.
Some people don't have pain.
Right.
So
I think it's how people express their own symptoms. Many
right.
people have pain, but they don't call it pain.
Right.
They call it my rheumatism or my, you know, they may not have the medical writing that the state is looking for,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a system where you've got to look at A's and B's, you
right.
know, to approve things.
Right. It's very true.
Yeah.
But
it's very true.
Hopefully our researchers at the University of Arizona who are going to be part of this review panel this time around
mm-hmm.
really look at the available research out there and don't tell us there's not stuff out there.
There's a lot
right.
of stuff out there.
Right. I mean, we're
Let's
hearing
start
stuff.
Gathering stuff.
Oh, don't get me charged up.
forget it, folks. It happened. Nurse Mary D's on fire. Get those star things apart.
Don't tell me there's not research.
I mean, we talk about this every week. I mean, journals from Harvard coming in, studies from...
We read some today.
Yeah, we read some today. So there's lots of studies. And what I'm hearing is there needs to be more. You're right. There very well needs to be some more. But the ones that we have now don't keep on
well, the problem is
our
you
growth.
Can't get the big research that people at the FDA and stuff want because the people that approve your ability to get the medication for the research won't
the
let
same,
you have
well,
it.
They're the same people. They're the same people, everyone.
So, you know,
they
as people begin to realize this, we're going to look at your panels that are reviewing our medicines and our health.
Right. We're going to let you be the ones that every year you hear someone, you know, dying because they took that medication. I can't believe I was watching TV the other day.
Patients have rights.
Right. It was just the regular below 18, the local channel. And it was daytime television, and oh my gosh, did I see one thing after another that if you've taken blah blah blah, and you might have died, and call one. I was like, man, over. I mean, there was a new one.
They're keeping the lawyers in business.
Oh, very much so. I mean,
but
you can say it's a
cycle.
It is
know,
all a cycle.
Nobody can die from cannabis, so there's no lawyer that's going to make any money.
Right.
From the,
it's the money thing.
The
I mean, it comes. It follow the money. It always comes back to it, which
but they're
going to
make a lot of money. What they don't get is if see, and the hemp products and the hemp oil we're telling you to go buy at your local stores, where are these products coming from? Not our country.
No.
We're importing them from another country.
Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
And seriously, let's start making our own products, quit importing, quit paying all those taxes.
Why are we hurting our own farmers?
Exactly.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Our own farmers are crying to grow this.
Right. Down here in Arizona.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And if you go to azmarijuana.com, our new sponsor's website, a new survey says that, guess what? The majority of U.S. parents want support of medical marijuana legalization. A survey released this week revealed that a majority of American parents now support medical marijuana legalization, and about half of them support legalization of marijuana for recreational use. The author of the study was the partnership at drugfree.org.
They're tired of hiding it.
Which is one of the harshest critics of marijuana use in the United States. The partnership at drugfree.org addressed the growing acceptance of marijuana in the United States in their survey titled, Marijuana, It's Legal, Now What? The authors of the study stated, with marijuana now legal for recreational use in Colorado and Washington State, for medical use in 18 states and the District of Columbia, and effectively decriminalized in 14 states, it's clear that society's approach to marijuana is changing dramatically. 70% of the study's respondents said they favor medical marijuana legalization, while 52% favor decriminalization, and 42% favor legalization for marijuana for recreational use. The partnership at drugfree.org interviewed over 1,600 adults, 1,200 of which were parents of children ages 10 to 19. Support for each of the three legalization scenarios, medical legalization, legalization for recreational use, and decriminalization, increased from 3 to 11 points when respondents were given more details explaining the meaning of each scenario. Can you believe that?
People are becoming educated.
That's substantial. Well, and that's parents. And that's the biggest organization that used to say, you know, pot's bad, you're dope, and blah, blah, blah. And now, here they are, saying 72% of the parents that they polled, they legalize it. Go for it.
Well, I noticed that the parents are coming out because I bet they're tired of hiding it. You know,
parents need to teach their children.
Well, if
well,
it's out in the open and
too.
Instead of, yeah, if it's...
The parents are using it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they want to be able to tell their children the right thing.
Right.
Teach your
children well.
There you go. We could start singing hippie songs of the day. Me and Mary got this. Don't make us pull out the Grateful Dead album.
Come on, folks.
Well, it does make sense bringing it out into the light instead of putting it in the dark where it's hidden and bad things happen in the dark.
Yes, they do.
You know?
Bad things happen in the dark and you stay ignorant in the dark.
Right.
And you stay uneducated and that's not what
and
we're here for.
And you keep it there and you're the one that creates, you know, everyone says, oh, it's this danger I'm worried about this if cannabis comes into it. Well, you should be more worried about it if it's not out in the open.
Yeah, and if you're not talking about it.
I was at a movie last night with parents and kids and a bunch of people very athletic. And people were cheering when they were talking about smoking pot in this movie. People were cheering in the theater.
That's
it was
awesome.
Sold out.
What was it?
A bunch of rock climbers.
What was the movie?
Oh, it was called the... No, it wasn't Gravity. It was the Real Rock, the tour that goes around for climbers.
Wow. Where was it at?
The Loft.
Wow.
No, in a couple of days there'll be another showing.
Huh.
That's really cool.
Well, I'm noticing.
But it's an example of how accepted it is by our society.
Oh, it is. And how everyone else but our federal government can see that.
I know.
Yeah.
They can see it.
And lawmakers and.
Well, they don't want to see it.
They don't want to see it.
They don't want to see it. It's there. Well, they've already seen it. They have patents on the plant, for crying out loud. They know.
Right.
And they know as soon as they legalize it.
It goes back to the money.
It does. It goes back to as soon as they legalize it, they're going to make
a Congress that can't even run our country, you know? They can't even pay our bills.
Maybe they should just start smoking pot, talking about things in a more peaceful manner.
Or raise it and make money.
Yeah. We could pay off the debt. We could.
A lot of debt.
Right.
A lot. We could do a lot.
We just solved all the world's problems today.
in 49 minutes and 44 seconds. Hey, that, you know, that's not so bad. I know, I need a break now. God, I need vacation. Well, let's talk about the world's problems. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, in the year 1799, Napoleon's forces brought marijuana from Egypt to France. All right, the little guy was puffing. All right. Sorry, Napoleon. You still have that complex out in the ether. Napoleon invades Egypt with forces that include a scientific expedition team. In addition to discovering the Rosetta Stone, the team brings cannabis back to France in 1799. It was investigated for its pain-relieving and sedative effects and became more widely accepted in Western medicine. So Napoleon brought back some marijuana. I like it. Way to go, little guy.
Hmm.
Way to do something right. Okay. 1799. And last week we talked about Thomas Jefferson, and the week that before it was George Washington. Both grew and smoked. George grew high CBD strains. Very high CBD strains. Go George. Okay. All right. Empathy, food for thought. We love it. What's going on in the bloggers out there? Anybody out there in the blogger world?
You're out there.
A little stony out there.
Hey, guys.
Oh, our favorite.
I love this one.
This is great.
We were just talking about famous people.
Oh,
I didn't even watch the Frosted Flakes commercials.
Yeah, Frosted Flakes commercials have
that ruined, did that ruin it?
Totally ruined it. Totally ruined it.
Great.
Take a picture of this quick. And don't show anything else. And we're going to post this on Tumbleweeds Health Center Facebook page right now. And this book is Hempathy, the why and the why not of having cannabis in our world. So what we do here is we describe the pictures in this incredible book, Hempathy, and we're going to show you the whole thing. You can do books. Yeah, just zoom out there. Oh, yeah, here, let me move that for you. This is great. No, you got it. You got it. Go down. There we go. Perfect. Now you can read along with us.
Okay.
Well, oh, and if this is like plagiarism or we're not supposed to do
this,
Ivan.
We know the writer.
Ivan loves us. This will be okay.
He'll be all right.
It's just a sneak preview to the book you're going to buy. Okay.
It's just one page, Ivan. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's okay, Ivan. Okay. Mr. Dean, are you listening? Did we do something wrong? Okay. Why? Misleading and false advertising. So on one page, we've got Tony the Tiger, an obese Tony the Tiger, sitting around, huge, gargantuan, smelly, propped his feet up on a couple boxes of his own Frosted Flakes. He's got gross milk and a couple bowls and cereal on the floor and Rice Krispies and Super Sugar Smacks, maybe it looks like. Oh, yeah, Honey Smacks. And he's just sitting in front of the TV doing nothing. He's getting fat. That is not a good thing, sitting there with the remote control, eating his own cereal. Get that, folks?
Processed
foods.
Processed.
Here we go. Tell me the text. Misleading and false advertisement. Why do we have this? 365,000 deaths annually in the U.S. are due to poor diet and physical inactivity. That's bad food and being lazy, people. Nick Stace, Director of Communications at the Consumer Association, said, breakfast cereals have a healthy image, yet our research shows that big brand manufacturers are lacing their cereals with such high levels of sugar and salt that it's no wonder we have a public health crisis on our hands. Researchers also found that a serving of Kellogg's All Brand, Quaker Oat Crunchies, or Nestle Golden Graham contains four times the amount of salt as a 25-gram bag of roasted peanuts. Foods with hydrogenated fats or oils contain trans fats, which, like saturated fats, have been shown to raise blood cholesterol levels and are linked to an increased risk of heart disease. So why is Tony obese? Check out our Facebook page for this picture. And then, why not, on the other side, we have Michael Phelps in all his glory, in a swimming pool with 9 gold medals around his neck, smiling, looking really happy, relaxed, holding a bong. And he said, and it says, why not? The testimonial of health and performance. Seriously, this guy's not lazy. I dare anyone out there to go get 9 gold medals. Come on, sitting around eating Frosted Flakes. Although no anti-doping rules were violated, swimming champ Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian, 22 medals of which 6 gold and 2 silver medals in Athens in 2004, 8 gold medals in Beijing in 2008, and 4 gold and 2 silver medals in London in 2012, was suspended from competition and denied financial support in 2009 for 3 months by USA Swimming after a photo was posted on the internet showing him smoking marijuana out of a bong at a private party. Phelps also lost his sponsorship deal with Kellogg's. Bummer. He doesn't get
because
a lifetime supply
healthy.
Of Frosted Flakes. Seriously, is that how they sponsored it?
Wow.
Oh, the Frosted Flakes you can eat. It's you know.
Yeah. It's the bliss factor versus feeling healthy.
Oh.
You get that instant sugar or salt high.
Yeah, you do. Instead of working out and truly working for that good feeling. A million gold medals, take the bong hit. Come on, people.
Come on.
Let
the
guy relax. Do you know what this guy did in his daily routine? I watched an interview once. It's insane. You would need like 800 bong hits to relax after that. Grief, Charlie Brown.
2 seconds.
Think Charlie Brown's little butt?
Do you think Charlie Brown's little butt? I have no idea.
Just a question.
Yes.
Just a question. Okay. The answer is yes. The answer is yes to that.
So did Woodstock.
Oh. I don't know.
A little
birch?
Yeah.
Trash. Kind of looked like... He did hit a lot of trees.
Snoopy.
I think Snoopy was, though. He was...
Flipping around.
Snoopy was on grapefruit... New hash. He and his flying red doghouse. Love that. Scared me a little. But his little red baron with the... Yeah, the music is crazy. All right. Oh, my goodness. So, what else we got going on? Okay. Tumbleweed Health Center. Check it out. TumbleweedHealthCenter.com. Come in right now for $89 certifications, lowest in the state. Woo-hoo! We challenge you to find a certification from a doctor lower. Bring it. Bring it. We dare you. Come see us. Let's see. Thursday, we've got a networking night. Friday, Canon Nurse Mary D is back with some incredible news and information to share about your health. And Saturday, we've got cooking with cannabis. So come learn the various methods of how to cook with cannabis and pick up some canna recipes at Tumbleweed Health Center. What else we got going on?
What
AIDS Walk this weekend, is it?
AIDS Walk this weekend. Pride is this weekend.
Pride, meet yourself.
AZ Normal will be out with both of those.
I'm pretty sure AZ for Normal will be out there.
Stop by and get some more information about, I know they'll have the petitions.
They'll have the petitions. They'll also have information. They'll have flyers of Tumbleweed.
And where are they starting again this year?
Where is
location?
AIDS Walk will be held at Yakima Plaza downtown at the library. The run, we're doing a fun run. It starts at 7:30, and at 8 o'clock, everything else starts. The opening of the pool and the ceremony actually, and
awesome.
Then the walk will start at about 8:30.
And if you want to go, I'm pretty sure Team Tumbleweeds will be down there.
Yay! What's the fun run?
Fun run is at 7:30. It's I don't think it's quite 5 miles, so we can't say it's a 5K, but it's
3 miles.
Oh, okay, so 5K. So I don't know if it's quite 3 miles. It could be a little less than that, but that's why we're calling it a fun run. Just a jaunt through downtown Arizona or downtown Tucson. It's
just a jaunt.
7:30 in the morning.
It's a jaunt to support
your
local community.
So come on down, check it out. Registration is $20. That gets you, I think, a shirt.
It does.
Uh-huh.
Shirt and a bag with all sorts of goodies in it.
We're
going to
have
Sunday.
There's going to be
Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday is the AIDS Walk. Saturday is Pride, Meet Yourself,
right. Everything. And after the walk, you get to walk right into Tucson Meet Yourself, which is also known as Tucson Eat Yourself, so there'll be
over
400 food vendors down there, or something like it's a large amount of food vendors. Any kind of food that you can think of, Thai, Chinese, Japanese food, Caribbean food. Yeah,
all
after that nice long walk, you can find a nice good meal to eat.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's it. We did it. We made it to the end of our show.
Woo-hoo!
Just like that. Thank you for always tuning in, for supporting us. Wherever you are, what state you're in, thank you for supporting your local cannabis users there.
Woo-hoo!
And if you don't like cannabis, at least open your mind and do a little reading. You know?
I don't want to hurt anyone.
Yeah, we're not out to hurt anyone. We just want to help this, the most useful plant on the planet, be exposed in a good way.
Go down to your local health food store and pick up some
hemp oil,
even the hemp seeds.
Yeah, hemp seeds.
Are great to put on your salad or just to munch on. They are a little more expensive, but you get some great omega-3s, proteins, and all kinds of stuff that can be added to your diet.
Oh, absolutely. Very good. Very good for your health regime. We would like to thank us, for being here today. We would also like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, and our new sponsor, azmarijuana.com. Check their website out, azmarijuana.com. We are on their front page, gargantuan ad with our $89 certification special. We're also listed under their doctor section. You can come and meet with any one of Tumbleweed's a million fine doctors we have down here. We've got four amazing doctors, MDs, and they're going to be on air with us in the next couple of weeks, chatting it up, talking about these diseases we want to get past, and everything. So stay tuned for some more awesome shows. Cannabis Kids, thank you. Tech Guy, thank you. Patients, thank you. Everybody, thank you. Get certified. Come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, $89 certification, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We are in the back. Yes, we hopped around a little bit. Be sure and call 520-838-4430. You can email us, thctucson@gmail.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.